Good evening. Thank you very much for joining the Story of the Week. We have an amazing story today, but you have to listen very carefully to understand the story. Once there was a great tzaddik and Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson of Lubavitch. He lived about 80 years ago. And he had a secretary, an assistant, named Chacha Fagan. Chacha Fagan. Now, Chacha Fagan was a great Talmud Chacham, and he was a very, very special chassid. He was a person with a tremendous neshama and tremendous ability to daven and to learn, to do things so beautifully. And he became a helper of the Rebbe. One day, he said to the Rebbe Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, "I don't want to work here anymore as your secretary, because it used to be, before I came to work for you, for the Rebbe, that I would spend many, many hours learning every day, and many, many hours davening every day and serving Hashem. And what do I do now? Now I have to mail money to this poor person or the other poor person. Maybe I have to mail a piece of matzah for a box of matzah for Pesach to somebody, or I get a letter that I have to answer that somebody wrote to the Rebbe that there's a fight in the shul and I have to try to settle it, or somebody needs money to build a mikveh, or this is happening, that's happening. I spend all day writing letters and mailing them and mailing packages back and forth to the post office. It used to be I would learn many, many hours. It used to be I would daven many, many hours. And I don't want to do this kind of work anymore. I don't want to be somebody that's involved in all these things with mail and writing and letters and sending things and settling arguments and all these things and helping this person with that problem, the other person with the other problem. I don't get a chance hardly anymore to learn Torah and to daven. That's what I really like." The Rebbe looked at him. He put his head down on his arm for a few seconds. And he looked up at Chacha, the secretary, the helper, and he said, "Was is mit mir? And what about me? You think I don't like to learn Torah? You don't think I like to daven many, many hours? Okay, there's not time to spend so much time learning and so much time davening, because we have to help all these Yidden, we have to help all these Jewish people with all their problems. If you are going to spend all day learning and davening, and if I'm going to spend all day learning and davening," the Rebbe said, "so what's going to be with the Welt, with the world, with all the Jewish people? It's going to go on hefker. It's just going to be a free-for-all. No one's going to take care of the Yidden. No one's going to take care of the people that need help." And then the Rebbe began to cry. As soon as Chacha saw this, he was very, very embarrassed, and he ran out of the room. Now, this story is a very, very important story. What does it show us? It's wonderful to learn many, many hours a day. It's wonderful to daven many, many hours a day. But if it's necessary to help another Jew, then we have to put down the learning. We have to put down the davening. We have to help this person that needs help. If there's somebody else to do it, fine. Let somebody else do it. Somebody else can do it. But if there's nobody else that's going to help a certain person that needs help, then it's true that our learning is very important and our davening is very important. But We definitely have to set it aside temporarily to help another Jew. And in fact, we learned this in the Parsha of Vayeda, last week's Parsha, past Shabbos, that Hashem was visiting Abraham, and that means that the Shekhinah was there with Abraham. And Abraham saw that there were guests coming, and he asked Hashem to wait. He has to take care of the guests. So that's really like learning and davening. Learning and davening means connecting with Hashem. And Abraham was connecting with Hashem in a big, big way. Hashem was appearing to him. Hashem was appearing to him. And yet he said, Hashem, please wait. I have to take care of these orphans. I have to take care of these guests. Maybe they're hungry. Maybe they're tired. Maybe they're thirsty. And so, yes, as much as possible, we should learn and we should daven as much as we can and do all the mitzvahs that we can. But when somebody needs help, then we have to make sure to help them. We cannot not hear the cry of a Jewish child or a Jewish adult that needs help. We must put everything aside to help a person who needs help. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.